Om Shanti. 25th June 2019. Tuesday. Slogan. Do not keep your promises in a file, but demonstrate them by making them final. Do not keep your promises in file. Which file? But demonstrate them by making them final. So, promises, Baba said, are not to be kept in file, but they should be made final. Means, you must fulfill them. Whatever promise you make, if you want that the promise should reach the point of completion, many things are needed. In order to make any promise full, certain things have to be done. And the first and the foremost thing which is needed in fulfilling any promise is determination. And the greatest example in the history of this sacrificial fire is Mamma's. Once people from Kanpur sent many invitations to Mamma, and they consist of letters, also some tapes, and in those tapes certain songs were there, songs of invocation. They were calling Mamma to Kanpur, and those songs were very sad songs, very heart-touching songs. And while the songs were being played, everybody started crying, and there were tears in the eyes, in Mamma's eyes also, but then not a single drop fell down. They were watery, but the drop did not fall down. And the person like Ramesh Bhai will not stay calm when he would see such a thing. So immediately he tried to inquire, and what he did was he read that letter again. There were songs, there were letters, so that to see what the effect would be on Mamma. But Mamma said, you may read letter 10 times, I am not going to cry, because these drops of tears would not fall down. They would be there, but they will not fall down. So Ramesh Bhai was intrigued to find out what is the cause, and he asked, how come? And Mamma said, there's a story behind it. And the story traces its origin way back to those days of Karachi, where one night Mamma couldn't sleep because she was crying the whole night in remembrance of Baba. So much so that the entire pillow was wet. She cried so much. And when Baba came in the morning and saw her, Baba said, henceforth you will never cry. And Mamma said, I promise that henceforth not a single drop of tear would come down, trickling down my eyes. And that's why Mamma said, no matter what happens, I am never going to cry. Even if the eyes are watery, but they will not fall down. The similar incident happened in Bangalore also. So that shows her power of determination. Once you determined something, you remain immovable, unflinching, you remain unshakable, no matter what happens. Promise is promise, it cannot be broken. Vachan has got a lot of importance in Indian scriptures. those kings of yore, if they would give any promise, no matter what, they would fulfill it at the stake of their own lives. So promises, oaths, pledges, pratigya, vachan, vrat, vada, that's little Urdu, okay. That's the word Baba basically actually used. So this vada, this kasme, these oaths, these are pure Sanskrits. So whenever we make any promise, it has to be very, very firm. It's a very beautiful topic, how to fulfill a promise. How to fulfill a promise. Because when promise is broken, what happens? You promise something, A promised B something, and A forgot about it. And what happens to B? Sorrow. A has promised something to B, and A has forgotten to fulfill the promise. So what happens? Heartbroken. Pain, sorrow, mistrust, respect for him diminishes. And which is the greatest example of breaking of promise in Indian history? One of the greatest example. One of the greatest example in mythology. On which the name of this country has come. The name of this country has come from that story. Yeah, Dushyant and Shakuntala. The greatest epic work of Kalidas, Abhigyan Shakuntala. That's the greatest treatise on in Sanskrit. Abhigyan Shakuntala. In Abhigyan Shakuntala, there is a mention of the story of Shakuntala and Dushyant. There was once King Dushyant, he went to the forest for excursion and fell in love with a maiden girl, Shakuntala. They got married, Gandharva Viva, and they got a child. And Dushyant says, I am going now to my kingdom back. I'll come back. You come to me. And he gives her a signet ring. If you show this ring, you will be allowed entry. And he goes away. And once that Shakuntala is sitting like that, in fantasies, and the sage comes. Which sage? Which sage? Durvasa. He comes, and this lady is sitting there without respecting him. And that's why he curses her, that whosoever you are remembering, he will forget you. And he forgets. And that child, Sarvadamana, his name was, that young child, he was so strong that he would break open the mouth of lion. You must have seen that picture of Bharat opening the mouth of lion, and that was a very brave child. So when that Rishi Kalva comes, and then she narrates, so they go to the king, and when they approach king, Dushyant says, I don't know, who are you? Because he has totally forgotten her. She says, this is your child. He says, I don't know who you are, you, and what child you are talking. And she is distressed and she goes away, because while coming, the ring fell down where? In the ocean. While coming, that a river or ocean, whatever, river. It fell down in the river. And then there was a fisherman who gets that ring, and he takes it to the Dushyant, and he remembers, and he calls him back. So this is the story. So this is the story of breaking. He forgets about that promise which was made to her. So that name, that child, Bharat, this country is named after him. So this is all typically described in allegories and beautiful verses and stanzas in the big book, Sanskrit book, Abhijnana Shakuntala by Kalidasa. How to keep a promise? Now that is the question. How to keep a promise? How do we keep a promise? First of all, first step, understand the promise. Somebody makes a promise to Baba, Baba, tomorrow I am going to wake up at 2 o'clock and I am going to say good morning to you. Such promises don't work. You have to understand the promise, what promise you are making. Is it practical? Or wishy-washy and flimsy promise, some superficial promise, because you saw somebody is saying to you that he is getting up early, then why should I remain behind? He gets enough time for sleep. Probably you don't have enough time for sleep and you decide and some heroic decisions. And you get up at 2 and then you sleep the whole day. So understand the promise which you are making. Don't. Promises made in storm are broken in calm. English, there is a proverb. Promises made in storm are broken in calm. So, whenever you make any promise, what you have to do is understand it. Second step, write it down. Write down the promise. This is what, now forget the word promise, let's say oath or decision or pratigya or something new you want to do. So, write down that. And one important thing which is not to be done, don't reveal it to others. Don't reveal it to others. Because now only you have not even made the promise and you started revealing to others. And especially this happened during the January month. People say in the month of January we will do this, we will do this, that and we will do this. We will do 8 hours yoga in Madhuban. And they travel all the way from Shantivan and they travel all the way from Gyansarovar, from different paths, and they try to spend time. And multiple things they do. So, they are carried away by some temporary attractions. It's not that easy to make any change. You cannot create jungle in one day. You cannot create forest in one day. It takes persistent efforts. It takes long-standing efforts to do anything. So, write down. It's known as spiritual journaling. Spiritual journaling. Write down. For example, how to go to sleep? This is the question. How do I go to sleep every night? Make steps. For example, 5 steps. First, sit in front of Baba. If there is a translate, it's okay. If it's not there, it's still okay. Nothing. And narrate everything, whatever happened throughout the day. If you want to write chart, it's best. But if you don't want to write, narrate him everything. Do little self-checking. This is, you have just 5 minutes. Time before going to sleep. It's already late because of some service. It's 11 o'clock. Now you want to go to sleep. I have to finish off this in every very fast. But do something like that. So write down some steps like narrating Baba. This happened. Ask for forgiveness. Something wrong happened. Then going to bed. And before on bed, don't touch this thing. On bed, do not keep away from all the digital network. Whatever calls you want to make, make it out of the bed. Stand here. This is the bed. Stand here and make the call. Then go on the bed. Digital free sleep. Undigitalization. Keep here. And then go to sleep. And while sleeping also, before you're not getting, you're trying to go to sleep, here also thank Baba or think of him. And last is Yog Nidra. Practice Yog Nidra while sleeping. So these are the steps of going to sleep. Because I find that every day I go to sleep in a wrong manner. And that's why I wake up in with wrong thoughts. And that's why it's not regular. And that's why Amrit Vela is inconsistent. And that's why Amrit Vela is suffering badly. And that's why there is no transformation. Now this is a decision. This is a promise. How do you do this? First, try to understand it. Then, write down simple steps. You can write in your mobile. You can write in your diary. You can write anywhere. You can write in your mental diary even, if intellect is strong. That is the second step, write it down. And most importantly, which is not to be done, is don't reveal. Don't show, this is the steps I have taken, I am going to do this. You have not even done. You have just written the steps and you are showing your friend, this is I am going to do, you should also do. This will work. Let it work for you first. Then only it will work for others. First you try it, then let others try. So, write down and don't reveal it. The third step is planning. There should be good planning. There should be good planning for Amrit Vela. There should be good planning to go to sleep. If I just go to sleep, I am tired. I am dog tired. I fall down. And I go off to sleep. And there is no remembrance. And there is no chart giving. And there is no narration of your mental activity. And there is no unburdening, unloading of the loaded soul. The soul gets loaded throughout the day. It should get unloaded before you go to sleep. Otherwise, the garbage is carried forward on the next day. So unloading, unburdening the intellect. Plan. And next step is implementation. Now do it. Make a planning just for 3 days. 3 days, this is the way I am going to go to sleep. 3 days, I am going to eat this. Maybe plan for diet. Maybe plan for speaking. In today's Sakar Murli, essence, point number 2, last line. Baba said, in every pore of yours are bhoot, ghosts. Remove them. Every pore. Every iota of your being is filled with ghosts. Remove them. So implementation. Now 3 days you made a plan, made a promise. 3 days I will do. But in 3 days, 6 times you failed. It's not Amrit Vela maybe. Some other thing probably. 7 times you failed. Now reanalysis. The next step is reanalysis. See why I failed. What are the loopholes? What are the bottlenecks? What are the deficiencies? What are the weaknesses? What is the shortcoming? Why did I fail? Analyze. And after analysis, make now a new plan with new enthusiasm. You should have a lot of enthusiasm for promises. And few things have to be added to that, which I stated earlier. Mamma had what? Determination, very strong determination. Who is saying this to me? For example, somebody wants to become healthy. Okay? One is falling sick again and again. Sometimes cough, sometimes cold, sometimes lose motion, sometimes fever. Sometimes muscle pain, body ache. Sometimes weakness, sometimes this, sometimes that. Now you have to make a plan for health. And what is the way to become healthy? Today's Sakar Murli. Question. What is the way to become healthy? You are not going to get wealthy by becoming rich. Baba said, this vaibhav, this riches are not going to make you healthy. What is the thing that is going to make you healthy? Happiness is one thing. Second? Yad. In today's Murli, question. Sakar Murli, answer to the question. Service. Yeah. Dadichi. That Rishi was there, no? Who sacrificed even his bones. So when you sacrifice even every bone of yours in this yajna, in this sacrificial fire, that time you become healthy. You don't think that you will become healthy if you get all the facilities, all the paraphernalia of the modern world. Health doesn't come like that. Serve. Be happy. So the happiness, the health springs from the happiness of the mind. So these are the two things Baba said in today's Murli. So you have to make plan for health. Health planning. What are the things that makes me unhealthy? Just imagine if you get loose motion Amrit Vela, your Amrit Vela is gone. Because you are spending time somewhere rather than in Baba's room. So this is such a great loss. Not to you, to the world. It's a loss to the whole world. Your loose motions are very costly. Because the world got deprived of your vibrations today. And why you got loose motion? Because last night food was extremely tasty. And you thought that this is not going to happen every day. This comes once in blue moon. Let me eat to my full. And you ate three times what you eat every day. And so happily and nicely, with a contented mind, giving a lot of thanks to Baba. What you have made my life beautiful. The worldly people are hungry and you are giving us so much to eat. Baba, I am so thankful to you. And you get up with loose motions. Now Baba, why you did this? And Amrit Vela is gone. In washroom. And still trying to connect with Baba. So you have to make some plan for health. You have to make some plan for diet. You have to make some plan for exercise. You have to make some plan for yogasana, for pranayama. You have to make some plan for all these things, and so much awareness there in the world for all these things. So for fulfilling promise, what is needed is, first, understand the promise. Second, write it down and don't reveal it to others. Third, make a plan. Fourth, implement the plan. Fifth, reanalyze. Analysis. Reanalysis. And if you fail, further plan. And the cycle. So this is how you go about promises. So Baba is saying today's slogan. Do not keep your promises in a file. Don't keep them in the file. Baba is poet. He tries to use rhymes. And for his poetry, he would try to create rhymes. Taking some words from Hindi and combining with them with English. He can do anything for creating poetry. So do not keep your promises in the file. But what you have to do? Demonstrate them by making them final. Final means you fulfill the promises. He has fulfilled all our promises. Now there's a song, no? It's our duty to fulfill his promises. Good song is there. Om Shanti.